The Anchorage Museum is getting a big financial boost from the Rasmussen Foundation and the Rasmussen family for an expansion, a gift of $24 million. $12 million from the foundation will be matched by the Rasmussen family. Diane Kaplan is the president and CEO of the Rasmussen Foundation. She says it's the largest gift the Rasmussen Foundation has ever given, and the idea is to help the museum offer more space for temporary and permanent exhibits.
There's a lot of art that the public would be interested in seeing in storage, and a lot of it will get to be available for people to experience going forward.
The expansion will feature a large space devoted to Sidney Lawrence, Eustace Sigler, and other Alaska masters. Why is this an important addition to the museum?
That area that's been in the museum for many, many years is one of the most popular here, but because of the demand for temporary exhibits and special exhibits, it's not always available to the public. So right now, for example, those paintings are not available. And I think we all regret that people will come and visit and locals here, people from around the state, and not have a chance to experience those treasures of Alaska. So this will make it possible for those to always be on exhibit.
Elmer and Mary Louise Rasmussen were instrumental in the creation of the museum. What was it about that? Why did they believe the museum was so important to Anchorage and Alaska?
When Elmer was the mayor of Anchorage, he initiated the effort to have a museum, and he really believed that any great city had to have a great museum. So he took it upon himself to get the assembly to set aside a block in downtown for a museum, and then he and Mary Louise hosted the first fundraising event in 1966. And I understand it was a pretty interesting meeting where he sat at the head of the table with some of his friends and took out his checkbook and said, "I'm writing a check, and would you please all take your checkbooks out? I expect you to write one too." So that's how it started, and the first museum opened on the site in 1968. Mary Louise served as head of the museum commission, and this was a favorite one of the many, many, many things they supported in Alaska over the years.
There's such a lot of focus right now on the current budget crisis that it seems that this makes this large gift of particular note. Are you worried the museum is building something that the future economy of the state and city won't be able to maintain, or is this sort of a statement about the faith going forward?
I do think it's reminder that we have to continue to invest in making Anchorage a great city and one that has qualities that attracts people, that attracts businesses. The expansion is going to be 100% privately funded, but instead of building, for example, a separate kind of wing that would have very significant operating expenses attached to it, the decision was made to take advantage of the facility we have and grow it. And there's been a very thorough business plan constructed, and we're confident that with the growing membership of the museum, the growing donations to the museum, the growing participation and visitorship, that this will be very supportable going forward.
Diane Kaplan is the president and CEO of the Rasmussen Foundation. Museum Director Julie Decker says the expansion will largely be a vertical addition.
What we are doing is building on top of the remaining, the only one-story section of the building that's left, and we're building a second story on top of that. So if you went down the museum on 6th Avenue and before you got to A Street, you would see a brick portion of the building from the original 1968 structure, and we're building a second story there.
Decker says with the current economic worries in the state, local construction projects are an important positive message about the future.
I think what people want to see at all times to know the economy is healthy and future-oriented is to see growth. And so from a construction point of view and for other trades, I think it's an important time to be having a high profile and a significant project going up.
The expansion will be funded entirely with private money.